Welcome to the podcast from the St. Louis Sportist, an occasionally smart, always irreverent look at sports in St. Louis and beyond. And now, your St. Louis Sportist.
And welcome to another episode of the St. Louis Sportist podcast. My name is Ron Cook, and we are joined by Joe Sperlin.
Hey, good evening. Happy April Fool's Day.
Indeed, it is. Doug Lansdowne.
Back in West Plains, enjoyed my time up there in St. Louis last week.
Indeed, opening day. And Keith Farrell.
Nice meeting you, Doug. Cheers, everybody.
And in this edition, the Blues refuse to lose and add an elite college player. The Cardinals show that they can win even if fans don't show. The Tush Push survives in the NFL. For now. March Madness gives us a chalky Final Four. There is no O in City SC, and the college football transfer portal strikes again. The St. Louis Sportists are brought to you by First Coast Steel Buildings. A lot of rain in the forecast. Doug and Joe, you guys getting a lot of rain over the next few days?
A bunch. Yep.
Yeah. Is your storage area watertight, and are you sure? You'd be completely certain if you had a steel building from Jason and First Coast. You can catch them at 912-314-4848 or 1-stcoaststeel.com. Again, that's the number 1-stcoaststeel.com, and we'll hear more from them later in the show. And as always, we're coming to you tonight from the Local House Bistro Studios. They are our studio sponsors, and yesterday morning we passed a little schedule around in our chat. Because we realized Saturday, pretty much every team you care about is in action. And then on top of that, you got the Final Four. So you'll need a place with 7 screens in the main bar area, like the Local House Bistro, because up there, you'll never miss a play. Bistro has tremendous, tremendous food items, menu items, steaks, pasta, fish. They have bar favorites, burgers, pizza, lots of apps. Doug, you made your first visit to the Bistro after opening day.
We did. The pasta was really, really good, and had a few drinks, and we were enjoying TVs, 3 or 4 different things on the TVs. It was really nice. Finally, glad to get there in person. Want to go back soon.
Indeed, and then we hit it after the St. Louis City game on Sunday, and got a pizza which fed many, many people and was delicious. Good group of folks up there. You'll see Tim, Holly, Jackie, Whitney, Darian, Cheyenne, Cooper, and Jacinda at 16524 Manchester Road. Eat local, drink local, and love local. The Local House Bistro. Joe Sperlin, what do you have for a quick hit?
Hey, I want a guy we know. And I'm going to be dropping names during this today. Jim Pendergrass. Let's offer him congratulations on winning the state championship. His second at a different school. And we looked it up, and there's not been a bunch of high school coaches in Missouri that's won multiple championships at 2 schools. So,
not to mention multiple classes.
Yeah, yeah. Class 1 and the big class. So, he listens to this, so congratulations to Jim.
Indeed. And as I've been telling him for years, I think, in my mind anyway, he is a virtual lock for the Missouri State Sports Hall of Fame. That needs to happen.
Yes.
Yep, agreed.
Doug Lansdowne.
You know, Lance Lynn retired today. And if you look at his career stats, he was like 143-99. He threw through over 2,000 innings. His ERA was like 3.74. I think the only guys that are still active ahead of him are named Scherzer, Verlander, and Kershaw. Wow. So, you know, in the days of Tommy John and general body fatigue and having an internal brace, I don't think you're going to see very many cats get to that anymore. So, you know, and he went out there every day or every fifth day. And so, you know, you're probably not going to see very many more guys like Lance Lynn in the major leagues. If you do, he's going to pitch for like a year and a half and be done.
Exactly. And the question came up, I was listening to a Randy Carricker show today, and they said, does he get a red jacket? And at first I just kind of thought, no. And then they compared his stats to Steve Carlton when he was with the Cardinals, and they are very close. So, and of course, Carlton's on the ballot this year. So it's not as, and when they got into, as they like to call them, the counting numbers, it's much closer than I thought. And plus he has the added benefit of in being one of the few Cardinals to be asked by Tony La Russa on the mound in the World Series. What are you doing here? Mr. Farrell.
Oh, so, you know, Mason Wynn's off to a rough start. He's still looking for his first hit. But, you know, I was reading today that there's a guy who's in a little bit worse shape. Rafael Devers out of Boston, All-Star. 0-for-19, 15 strikeouts. Poor guy. But the best part is the quote, I feel good. Come on. You know, that guy's going to be holding that bat so tight right now. I don't see that's what a rough patch to go through. So Mason Wynn, if you feel down, just look at Rafael Devers. Look at that stat box.
Wow. Yeah, that's one I didn't see coming. Speaking of things I didn't see coming for my quick hit, I'm going to New York, and the rage that is going across the nation in baseball, which is the torpedo bat, which was, I didn't know this, but it was designed by a renowned physicist. And apparently, people have said that they were using the torpedo bat before this season. It just wasn't, you know, getting a lot of attention. The thing that I heard today that nearly made me spit coffee across my desk was that Giancarlo Stanton said that he used it last year and that it helped contribute to his elbow injury.
Of course it did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's like they say on the golf course, never eliminate a potential excuse.
Yeah.
So. Good. So we'll follow that. And then the best line I saw on Twitter was from someone that said, I can't wait until a submarine pitcher goes up against the torpedo bat. So we'll hopefully see that at some point this season. Keith Farrell, you and I are watching the St. Louis Blues with 12 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the first period. And, you know, we joked that this segment was going to be pretty short because what do you say when they win every game?
Well, Ron, on March 8th, the Blues had a 31.1% chance to make the playoffs had they just gained a point in LA. And that's what they did. And here we are 24 days later, and we're talking about a likely chance at 88% chance. And all they have to do is do their job, Ron. You know, they have a favorable schedule. You know, they have, I think, 3 games left against playoff caliber teams. You know, even if they gain a point or lose, I still think this team has a chance to, you know, make some noise in the playoffs. I don't think it's premature to say that this is a playoff bound team. Of course, we'd never want to say something like that until we officially get that X in that column to say that we're making the playoffs. But at the same time, you have to ask yourself the question, Jim Montgomery is not going to touch this team right now. He's just going to let him go out and play. Why touch what's not broken? And it's a lot of fun to watch this team right now.
The old saying, don't start coaching now.
Well, and you know, it's funny that you say that, Joe, because kind of the big story tonight is the Blues are inserting into the lineup their first-round draft pick from a couple of seasons ago, one of the elite college players in hockey for the last few years, Jimmy Snuggerud, and in the middle of this run, instead of like losing a player to injury, which has been pretty typically what the Blues would do in this situation, Keith, they add an incredibly talented player. So how do you think that's going to impact the chemistry here when you've got a 9-game winning streak?
Well, they're mixing and matching as it is right now. That third line seems to be the line that they're pulling people in and out of right now. He's a sniper. And, you know, if you look over the 9-game winning streak, or the last 10 games, I should say, they've put 39 goals in the net. That is not the team that we had in the beginning of the season. And to add more another scoring threat, let's do this. Reports were this week that he was on the Blues power play during practice. Hey, if he could be more lethal on that power play, more power to us. So I trust the coaching staff. And, you know, if he's in the lineup, there's a good reason for it. If he produces a little bit, I can see him on a playoff roster.
Oh, completely. Completely. Because, you know, he's a guy that you're going to hopefully see wearing the blue note for a long time to come. But yeah, just an amazing comeback.
Ron, I'll say this. What was his name again?
Jimmy Snuggerud.
I'm going to tell you why he's going to be good. That's a great hockey name.
Well, and his father and his grandfather played too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great hockey name right there.
Yeah, this is going to be fun to watch. Very fun to watch. Also fun to watch Doug Lansdowne every year, opening day at Busch Stadium.
It was fun. It was fun. They, you know, they played a style of ball that we liked and, you know, looks like they win a lot of games playing that way. I thought, well, you know, maybe they're pretty good. And then I saw the White Sox clobber the Twins yesterday, and I thought, well, maybe the Twins aren't very damn good. And now the Angels have opened up a 3-1 lead. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. There's, you know, there's a few of those younger guys we'd still like to see play, but they do seem to have a better approach at the plate. So they seem to be taking more productive at-bats.
They are seeing a lot of pitches per at-bat. And, you know, I will say this for Ali Marmol. He seems to be getting the most of the roster this year.
Yeah, he's mixed and matched and put guys in different spots. And, yeah, he's, like I said, they're playing a brand of ball that they can win a lot of games hopefully doing. But they kind of gave that one away last night. So, and then they're scuffling right now. But you look over, somebody gets on third base and you look over the shoulders and there's nobody sitting in the stands back there. So,
yeah, but, Keith, that's become the big story in St. Louis right now. In fact, I'd say, you know, people want to know two things. They want to know the final score and they want to know the attendance.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, it's a real simple remedy for that. And, you know, it's just a win. And if they do this, they're going to be just fine. If they just continue to play a style of ball, it's exciting. No one wants to go to the ballpark and see strikeouts and pop-ups. And that's what we've seen for the last couple of years. You know, so far this season, we've seen some run and gun. We've seen a little small ball. I love that approach with that new hitting coach. What he's producing and what he's saying is slug when you need to slug and hit when you need to hit. Oh my gosh, what a simple approach. It seemed like last year the approach was, hey, we're going to arm you with information so much where you got to think about hitting when you go up to the plate and you just can't think, you have to react. And that's so far, that's what these guys are doing.
Yeah, Doug, that would be like having 17 swing thoughts when you walk up to a golf ball, right?
Yeah, that's productive.
Joe, has there been anything that you have seen or heard from around the major leagues that has caught your attention here in this first weekend?
That Boston guy not hitting and anybody from the Cardinals not hitting. When do they get to go to Sacramento?
That's a good, you know, I haven't even looked at the schedule to see if the A's come here or if we go out there. That's going to be interesting because if they do, we'll have to bring Khaled in to join the group for that if that happens. But yeah, we did see the they are doing press interviews out of a $600 Home Depot shed. A plastic shed, and we, of course, told our friend Jason at First Coast Steel Buildings that could be an upgrade. And
Sacramento and Tampa, they probably are ready for upgrades from a good building from Jason.
I think so. And, you know, I think about this Sacramento situation, Keith, and I think about the famous Amtrak station in St. Louis, belovedly known as the Amshack. That was supposed to be temporary in 1976. And when did it close down? Like 2004 or something like that?
Oh, God.
And so that I almost wonder if the A's, you know, we might be like looking at them still in Sacramento quite some time from now. So it's so bad. It is. It is. Joe Spurl and the NFL loves to tamper with things. And they were tampering with the rule book again today.
I like the overtime. I think both teams should have the ball. I never liked the coin flip. It's almost like flip the coin and then that's who decides the game. Mm-hmm. I like that. The touchbacks, I don't know about that because half of them get half the distance when there's holding anyway, when they do return it. I don't know why they move it back, especially with now that they have them so close and there's not as much contact. But I don't know. Like I said, if I can get the ball to 30, I'd probably take that every time. And now going to the 35, I don't know what's going to happen. It probably won't be long in our lifetime where there won't be any kicking in the NFL at all.
Field goals.
Yeah, and that's it. But I'm going to tell you, and the tush push, thank God they said we're going to change that. I mean, could you imagine the greatest show on turf? Hey, you can't pass it four times in a row. You have to put a run in there because you offensively have an advantage. Or you can't run Derrick Henry three times in a row. I mean, it's the same thing. If my quarterback can squat over 600 pounds, you're damn right we're going to do the tush push when I keep half a yard. I don't even know why they don't even have linemen in there. But I tell you, the one rule that you may not have seen today, the NFL is going to allow teams to wear an alternate or throwback uniform up to four times now, not three. Those god-awful, ugly throwback or alternate uniforms, hey, not three times, now four. So don't watch the Thursday night games on Amazon Prime.
The only thing where I think that is a positive is Tampa.
Yes.
You get to see the creamsicles four times, maybe. But other than that, yeah. No, you're right. I totally missed that. And have they tampered, for lack of a better word, Doug, with the kickoff rule until they've just, they're doing the XFL thing. I hear, and I also saw Joe and Doug that they're talking about revisiting the onside kick issue again.
Yeah, I still think it's, you can only do it in the fourth quarter, only you're behind. Isn't that right?
And you have to announce it.
And you have to announce it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And then, of course, in the U.S., the XFL, they have the one where if you do it, you go for a fourth and 15 on your own 20.
I don't like that either, but.
Yeah, it would be semi-unrecognizable to someone who watched a game in the 70s and then now fast forwards to this day and age.
What would John Madden say about that?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I can't even imagine. So, well, we shall see. And then, of course, the usual spate of free agency is going on as well. Rumors of Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. I saw that allegedly they had a meeting and things went well today.
But they have Mason Rudolph. They have confidence in Mason Rudolph. If they had to, they could have him. And then why are you talking to Aaron Rodgers? Hey, you go with Mason Rudolph and see how that goes.
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time. So we are going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a very chalky Final Four. But could be some very good games this weekend. St. Louis City cannot find the back of the net, and the portal strikes again. We'll be right back.
Are you in the market for a barn dominium, house, garage, man cave, carport, or hobby shop? Wondering how to get started or where to go? Whatever you are looking to design, look no further than First Coast Steel Buildings. Give Jason and his team a call at 912-314-4848. They will guide you through the process, designing your building to fit your specific needs and budget. Call them today at 912-314-4848 or get inspirational ideas and start designing your own by visiting them at firstcoaststeel.com. Again, that's the number one, ST, coaststeel.com. Their low-cost buildings are fully galvanized steel, providing you with worry-free, low-maintenance requirements, integrity, quality, and a family-first approach. First Coast Steel Buildings, 912-314-4848 or firstcoaststeel.com. Discounts for military and first responders.
And welcome back to the St. Louis Sportist Podcast. We are joined by Doug Lansdowne, Joe Sperlin, and Keith Farrell. My name is Ron Cook, and we are coming up on quite the sports weekend. Doug Lansdowne, we have the Final Four. It's time for time to dust off that one shining moment for Monday night.
Yep.
A couple of pretty good semifinal games on Saturday.
You would think they would be all chalk, of course. And, you know, there's the theory that, you know, they didn't want two SEC teams in there, so they're on the same side. And so there's going to be an SEC team in there, but I hope Calvin Sampson wins because, you know, he got voted off the island for texting a kid too many times. So, you know, he did, you know, we talked about, it sounded like all those guys were going to prison with the FBI, and, you know, Calvin Sampson got buried alive, and then now he's back. And I really like what he said the other day when the game was over. He said, you know, the thing about this team is they let me coach them the way they need to be coached.
Very nice.
Yep. Of all the quotes I heard after the games, that's the one I liked the most.
Joe, what are you thinking for Saturday? This is, you know, you don't often see four number ones going into the Saturday before the championship game.
No, and I think even though Duke has been number one for a long time, I think people question the ACC if they would make it because of all year and their performance of the other teams in the tournament. But, you know, you kind of can say, hey, we got the four best teams and we're going to find out who's the best.
We were watching a game with our Jayhawk expert, Dr. Kim Simons, Keith, and I mentioned that John Shire had kind of almost not a smile, not a smirk, but something in between, like late in that last game. And I said, it's something that I told Kim, it's almost like that look Bill Self used to get when he knew he had a good team. Kind of like, yeah, we could win a championship with this team, you know?
Well, it's certainly something that the whole tournament, you know, there just weren't a whole lot of upsets. And, you know, if I just, I kind of hope it's a one-off type of a tournament this year, but I just wonder if this gives too much credibility to the committee. Because, you know, there's always going to be a player or two or a team or two that's going to be, you know, questionable making the tournament. And, I don't know. I just want to see more Cinderella teams. That's all there is to it. I'm not a fan of seeing four number ones going into the bracket, but they earned it. So that's that.
You almost wonder if you need something like a Christian Leitner shot or a fantastic finish or something to kind of redeem this tournament a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it's very forgettable this year. There's nothing there. Then besides me losing all my NCAA bets this year, very forgettable.
The parlays were not kind to either of us, you know?
God.
Maybe I need to revisit my stance on welcoming casino gaming. But back to Joe, I want to go back to something you said a couple of weeks ago. I'm in sports gaming instead of casino gaming. Joe, you were talking about Will Wade and all of the people that had been basically at one point, you know, set adrift by the NCAA, and now they are celebrated and welcomed. What do you have to do to get an NCAA penalty now?
Nothing, I don't think. I mean, you talk about Sampson making a phone call. I mean, just look at the people in the portal when they put in the portal the night of and the next day they're signed with somebody. Yeah. Someone had talked to someone, you know, the coaches. I mean, the guy going to Villanova, Willard, I mean, that was handled as poorly as anybody. The only guy that handled it right was Jay Wright when he said, I can't talk about it. I work for the, and I mean, they flat out asked Jay Wright, is this guy coming to Villanova? And he says, even though I work for CBS, I work for Villanova and it's still ongoing. There you go. That's what you say.
Uh-huh.
As you know, the PR people slide you a piece of paper and they say, this is what you say. Read it.
As one of those PR people, yes, I've written many of those kind of things. And I tell you what, let's just go into this, into the portal discussion now, Joe, because we saw that the University of Missouri lost, and I'll kind of air quote, a quarterback today.
Okay, here's name drop number two, Mike Mallow, who's as big an MU fan as can be. We're at the golf tournament today, and we are talking about the MU quarterback situation. And he says Mizzou hasn't named a quarterback because they don't want one of these guys going in the portal or someone, quoting, and well, air quote again, someone calling saying, hey, I hear you're not the guy. We got a spot for you. So we're talking about that. And I said, well, I thought Sam Horn was going to play baseball. And he goes, well, that's depend on who you ask. That he's not going to. Now, if I'm not the starting quarterback, I'm going to play baseball. And he said he thought Drink was doing it right, not naming the quarterback. And I said, hey, how about this guy from Penn State? Has anyone ever seen him throw a pass? Because I have never seen him throw a pass. But I'm sitting there going, we're talking about it. And then we end up talking about basketball coaches, Buzz Williams. And then Mike comes back and says, hey, my phone just buzzed, and quarterback's in the portal, fourth school. And I said, you know, sometimes it's not about money. It's about, I want to play. And I didn't get a spot. I didn't play at this one. I didn't play at this school. I didn't play at this school. So he's going somewhere else, and he'll go somewhere and play and probably do a fine job. Now, it may not be the school that he thinks. And like we jokingly, I jokingly said before, I see, you know, 1AA in his future, or, you know, Sunbelt school. But, yeah, he'll go somewhere and he'll play.
Well, maybe because he doesn't know the playbook.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes time to develop this knowledge over time. And you go to four different programs, four different offensive coordinators, four different quarterback coaches. I mean, who does this guy think he is? I mean, he's smart enough to realize he's second best. I mean, that's about it. And that's the reason he's moving all over.
And I do. We always think about NILs about money, but it gives them a chance of, hey, I'm not going to get to play. You know, and I haven't even got to keep up with a lot of these guys, but Michigan had a guard enter the portal because they signed a dude at his spot. And he said, all right, I see this. I'm gone. You know, Izzo was talking about how his team had great chemistry. And one of his main guys, portal. You know, Tom Izzo is going to be the next guy that says, I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh, well, yeah. And we were talking back when they were still in the tournament. If he won, oh my, you know, he was totally going to do a John Wooden and walk off the court with a net around his neck. But, you know, I guess he's got to do that next year. But yeah, there's the playing time, and then there's the cash, and then there's just, you know, the madness of, can you imagine if this existed back in the day, Doug, when Tom Osborne recruited like nine deep of All-American, and you had like a fifth string at Nebraska that could have probably won or finished second in the Big Eight?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not too deep at very many spots anymore.
Or you could be like Indiana basketball, who currently at this time has no one on their roster.
Yep.
Well, and you know, I'll tell you what, where it really comes in, you know, you mentioned Indiana, but as a graduate and fan of Missouri State University, they had a team a couple of years ago. They had a couple of good local products, and I thought, all right, we've got a decent team coming back. And then I go to look at the roster, and they had two players returning, and they had some really good freshmen. And then I had to go like searching their names to find, oh, he transferred to some small school in Mississippi. Okay. So it's like at all levels.
Yeah, those guys, and those guys followed the coach, the assistant coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a friend whose son was a graduate of CBC here in St. Louis, and he was getting recruited pretty heavily, number of scholarship offers, and he ended up going to Murray State. I'm like, well, that's really cool. You know, get some playing time right off the bat. This guy, he told me, he had no, his son has no intention of finishing out at Murray State. And that's a sad, there's a college experience part as well. And how can you actually have a good college experience if you're jumping campuses 3 and 4 times?
Well, you had Will Wade, who was recruiting players, as I said earlier, I think last week at McNeese State, saying, hey, come here, we're going to win, and I'm going Power 5, and you're coming with me. But then on the other hand, I did find this, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, Michi Johnson. Okay.
I don't know Michi.
You don't know Michi? Okay. Uh-huh. Michi started at Ohio State in 2021, and he played at Ohio State for 2 years. Then Michi transferred to South Carolina for 2 years. Then last year, Michi went back in the portal and went back to Ohio State. So somehow Michi has gotten a 6 year of eligibility and is transferring back to, let's all say it together, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming for Michi's last year. I don't know how Michi's getting 6 years, but somehow I don't know. He likes Ohio State and South Carolina. I don't know.
You know, either way, I got to say this here. I will give him this. He either gets to see Sandstorm or he gets to see the eye get dotted.
Exactly.
Either way, he gets one of the great pregame traditions in all of college football.
That's where you say, you know, son, there's more out there than Ohio State and South Carolina.
There needs to be an intervention. Yeah.
Maybe Michi has a girlfriend in Ohio State and South Carolina. Another bad breakup. Coach, I just got a phone call. We had a breakup at Ohio State. Michi's wanting to come back.
Oh, dear. Well, that's, they say never eliminate any possibility. So we have that. One of the possibilities, Keith Farrell, that has been eliminated recently for your St. Louis City is scoring a goal. It was really interesting standing there watching our weather app most of the time on Sunday as the thunderstorms were rolling, first north of the stadium and then south of the stadium. And then all of a sudden, as I said to Joe and Justin behind us, this one's coming at us.
Well, I was in Wildwood and we were getting pummeled. I'm like, oh, man, it's going to hit in the second half. And my wife is looking at the little radar thing on her phone. She's like, nope, it's going to miss him. I'm like, oh, don't press send, babe. And next thing you know, I got messages from multiple people saying, it's here. You're mm-hmm. wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was, the weather was the only thing that could have saved St. Louis. They just look so disconnected right now on offense. You know, the commentators talking about the game were like, neither of these teams want to carry the ball. They're more counterattack mode. And, they still only let in one goal. The defense looks fine. Let's give credit where credit is due.
It's the best defense in MLS right now.
Yeah, they've let in the fewest. They're tied for the fewest goals allowed, but they're also tied for they're the second worst in goals for. So they have scored 4 goals this year in 6 games, and only one other team is worse than them. And they've got a couple injuries. They're missing Cedric Toyshirt, and maybe he's the catalyst. Klaus is, well, you talk about a guy who's pressing right now. That's tough.
Yeah, Klaus has become a bit of a non-factor right now.
The good thing is the only good thing, only great takeaway is that we're going to Kansas City next week.
who fired their coach of what seems like 100 years. Actually, I think it was only, 17?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we're facing an 0-5-1 Kansas City team who has allowed the most goals in the league at 12. And hopefully we can go in there and practice some offense.
Yeah, that would be nice. And, you know, one of the things that my wife appreciated about him was he did wear a jacket and tie for every game. So there was that. If I jokingly said they would make Johnny Russell the coach, watch them do that now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. And then just one thing, and I know we'll bounce off of this subject pretty quickly, but Keith, as someone who has coached soccer, do you think that while the defense is so effective, is the defense impeding the offense? We haven't seen like a lot of transition. We haven't seen a lot of, really dynamic breakouts. Is the defense holding back the offense?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think we're seeing chances inside the box. We're seeing a good army-like press coming down the going down the field. They're just not getting that ball on the net, and it's ugly. It's like one too many passes. They get a nice shot, and it just sails. That Wallum guy, the new kid, the rookie. He's got a great heavy foot, but he's not anywhere close to the net right now. And I just think there's a little bit of chemistry, but there's one too many touches, and they just need to start putting the ball on the goal. That's it. It's not even coming close. They just have to put it on the net.
Well, something needs to change, and nothing like a good old rivalry game. I've heard several names for this one, but we'll see. So they go to Kansas. Let's get it right here. Lowercase K, Kansas, Saturday night. So that brings us to the last call, brought to you by the Local House Bistro. Joe Sperlin, what do you have for a last call?
My last call is my last name drop of this podcast, and I would like to welcome the new Mizzou women's coach, Kelly Harper. I'm telling you, I got to know her and her husband, John, when they were at Missouri State through Jim Pendergrass. And I'm telling you what, there's not a better person than Kelly Harper. And I'm looking forward to seeing what she does at Mizzou, and she'll be getting up there, getting to work and get in the portal and get some players up there. And I'm telling you, there's not a better person than Kelly Harper. If my kid was good enough, I would send her to Mizzou without a doubt.
Yeah, she has quite a story. Tennessee, the whole, playing at Tennessee, coaching at Tennessee, and just the background. And that's it seems like a home run hire for Mizzou.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. I mean, like I said, not a better person.
Doug Lansdowne.
You took mine and didn't even know it. You talking about the Kansas City guy or the Kansas soccer coach wearing a coat and tie? So I'm just wondering if any of these coaches are going to wear a coat and tie in the Final Four of the championship game.
Ooh, good question.
Because you got Bruce Pearl and you got Calvin Sampson, and they're a collared shirt guy.
No.
And the other two are the quarter zip.
Yeah.
So, it is a national championship. Are we gonna see a coat and tie?
No, yeah, there's more of a chance of a heart attack on those sidelines than there is those guys in a coat and tie.
I think I hate to agree with Keith on that, but I think he's right. Yeah. We've come a long way from Al McGuire wearing the vest, with the jacket. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow. Keith?
Well, I just probably said this a couple weekends in a row right now, but this is my favorite time of the year. We've got soccer well into play. You got Cardinals opening up. There's a little bit of hope with this team. I'm glad they started off well. And boy, to talk Blues hockey on. Real. This is fun. I can't wait to see it the next week holds.
Yeah, and for mine, I'm going to say that these gentlemen know that I happen to be one of the more optimistic people they will ever meet. And there's this Cardinal attendance thing that has people weeping and gnashing their teeth. Well,
on the other side of that, I went on StubHub last night. Tomorrow, now granted the fact that you're in like a, you know, severe weather threat level 3, but you can get a green seat for $123 tomorrow for that day game. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can eat and drink $123 worth of stuff in those green seats like an hour before the game. I mean, that is ridiculous. Not to mention, you know, I didn't call them the green seats. I called them the embroidery seats because you can see the embroidery on the uniforms. Okay. So that's factor one.
Ron, if there's a rain delay.
If there's a rain delay, that becomes the deal of the century. Okay. So that's item one. Then item two, if you want to go back, you know, just a little bit, if you want to sit like a few rows behind the green seats, $12. Like the section behind the green seats, I am looking at section 151, there was $12. If you want to set just a little bit higher, that's $11. And then just for grins, it's like, would you like to apply a filter? I'm like, sure, let's apply a filter. Let's look at everything in the stadium tomorrow for under $15. And I actually laughed out loud because it just lit up like a Christmas tree. So... not a lot of people are going, but, power to the consumer.
There you go.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Joe Sperlin.
Thanks. Enjoyed it as always.
Doug Lansdowne.
Yep. Everybody have a good week. Enjoy this weekend coming up.
Keith Farrell.
Go Blues, go Cards, go City.
And thank you all for joining us. Please like, rate, and follow us. We are on X, Facebook, and Blue Sky, and our website is stlsportists.com. Thank you for listening, and take care.
And that wraps another episode of the St. Louis Sportists Podcast. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. You can find these guys on all major podcast platforms. And thanks for listening.